God Will Keep Your Way Secure by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. 2 Samuel 22:33. I was sitting outside early one morning, just before dawn. Rainstorms were all around, and I could hear the distant thunder and feel the strong winds. But my little place under the roof awning with a hot cup of coffee, Bible, and favorite blanket was secure, safe, and undisturbed, though all around me it was stormy. God's reminder came, "You are secure in me. You are held strong by my protection overhead, though the storms of life may surround you. The winds can blow, the rains can beat down hard, the times may look dark, but my presence surrounds and I am greater than the storm." Just because I was under the roof awning, it didn't stop the storm, but it did provide protection during the storm. Just because we're under God's care doesn't stop the storms from happening around us, but it does provide incredible strength and protection for every battle we face in this life. Many of you might find yourselves facing huge storms in life right now. Maybe your storm is caused by circumstances that are out of your control. Maybe your storm is caused by people, broken relationships, and betrayal or hurt that has wounded you deeply. Maybe the biggest storm you face is caused by the enemy himself, whose main goal is simply to bring you down, stop you in your tracks from being a light in this world. God reminds us in His Word that the enemy's intent is always to steal, kill, and destroy. He will do all he can to prevent truth from being shared, and he is ruthless and cruel. But the storms never have full reign, for right in the midst of it, He reminds us, "You are held secure by a mighty God. You may feel some wind, you may hear the loud thunder and see darkness or rain all around, but His covering of protection and love surround. You don't face it alone. And in just a short time, the storms will pass, the light will shine again, and you will be strengthened for a greater work ahead. Press on, my friends who are facing hard times. He knows your way and has a plan. You are held, and He is with you. Peace." Intersecting faith and life. Write down a storm you're facing right now. Then after it, write down this verse. "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure." 2 Samuel 22:33. Put it in a place where you'll see it daily, maybe tucked into your Bible, or hang it up on the bathroom mirror, or keep it in your car. But choose to remind yourself daily that you are not facing this battle alone. God is one who is with you, strengthening you daily, keeping your way secure. He gives peace and joy right in the midst of the toughest times. Trust Him, even though you can't figure it all out right now. He knows what's up ahead, and He is building greatness within you. For further reading, check out James 1:2-3, John 16:33, and Psalm 91.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.